Thanks, Blackbird.
Has a little feel like Red Sky, a little bit of a Red Sky feel here tonight. Okay, this is the third and final feature of the evening. We still have a couple of events to happen here, but another woman saw the Facebook posting and said, "Oh, I want to read." And I said, "Okay, fine, that'd be great." And then I started thinking, you know, I'm usually a guy who has to check out their poems, you know, maybe read their CV, get a sense of what they're about, and I'm just agreeing automatically. And I'm like, what if their poems suck? What if it's complete doggerel? And then she sent me this poem, and I was absolutely blown away by it. A really just stunning poem that she's going to read tonight. And I said, it might be nice to meet before then. There's an open mic at the Ale House. And she said, great, I'll be there. And I get there and she's not there and I'm kind of wondering. Then I get a text and I check my phone and she's, can you meet me? I'm out in front of the Ale House. And I'm like, yeah, sure, I can do that. And I go out there and hi, it's nice to meet you. I'm Paul, blah, blah, blah. And she says, I've never been in a bar before. And then she gets up and she'd never read her poems in public before. And she said to the gathered, of course, this is not an everyday occurrence at an open mic at a bar in Wedgwood. Well, it's a great open mic, though. It happens on the second Mondays of the month. Peter Monroe runs it. And so Peter made sure he got her in the first half of the reading. And she said, you know, it's in Arabic and English. I could just read it in English if you want. People are like, no, read the Arabic too, because that's not an experience that we have. And it was mesmerizing. And I'm sure we'll have a similar experience tonight. Please welcome Faiza Sultan.
Thank you, Paul, for this introduction. It was a poem by itself, the whole introduction. I share a lot with what Mina said. I'm from Iraq. I'm from the Kurdish region, Kurdistan. Child of war, left in 1997, came to Seattle, fell in love with Seattle, started my life. In 2004, I started publishing some of my poetry in Arabic. And then after a couple months, I met my husband, Hussam, got married, starting a family, and work, so I left poetry. 8 years after, I'm back. And I wrote this one after I saw a bumper sticker of a car of a young man. And the bumper sticker said, let's give war a chance. So let's give war a chance. لنمنح الحرب فرصة. Let's give war a chance. كي يمشي الحب حافيا يطرق أبواب الخنادق so that love can walk about barefoot knocking at the doors of trenches كي تلبس الفراشة واقية الصدر عند بوابة كل زهرة so that butterflies can wear chest armors at the gate of every rose كي تكشر الشمس عن أنيابها ويحترق الليل so that the sun can bare its teeth and the night can burn away كي نبدأ بالعد كم رأسا نحتاج لنفيض النهر so that we can start counting down the number of heads we will need to overflow the river كي نحكي قصصا لأطفال مشوهين عن مفخخة في بلاد العجائب so that we can tell the tales of disfigured children about a booby trap in the lands of wonders كي نتعثر بأجساد منتفخة بالأحلام على أرصفة سوداء so that we can stumble over corpses bloated with dreams on dark sideways. كي نرى الوطن مثل السفاح يطعن أيامنا على فراش الحلم so that we can witness the nation like a murderer stab our lives on a blanket of dreams. كي نرى الدولار يتسكع مع امرأة جميلة في ليلة خانقة. So that we can see dollars flittering with a beautiful lady in a chalky night. كي تفرش الأم جناحيها على أطفال مذعورين وتلتقط القنابل بأدعيتها. So that the mother can spread her wings over her petrified children and catch bombs with her prayers. كي تتسلل الوحدة وتحتضن الأرامل. So that loneliness can sneak in and hold the widows in its embrace. كي نسمع العويلة من عصافير حرقت عشاشها. So that we can hear the wailing of sparrows whose nests have turned to ashes. كي نتخثر مع الدم ونترك كأرقام في سجن بارد. So that we can clot with blood and be left as numbers in a cold record. كي يوشم السياسيون عاهات سوداء على جبينهم المتدين. So that politicians can be tattooed with dark blotches on their foreheads of religious deed. كي نلتقط قنابل بشرية خلف أسوار الدين. So that we can catch human bombs from behind the walls of religion. كي نقترب من الموت ونتحسس أظافره البشعة في ظلمة الوطن. So that we can draw closer to death and feel its disgusting claws in the nation's darkness. كي نبقى محصورين في نقطة دم سقطت من سرة التاريخ. So that we can remain trapped in a drop of blood that has fallen from the navel of history. كي ننام ونحلم بحروب جديدة. So that we can sleep and dream of new worlds. كي تبقى أغاني الحرب كعش الزنابير في ذاكرتنا. So that the songs of wars can remain echoing in our memories like a hornet's nest. كي نسرق لحظة حب سقطت سهوا من جثة مجهولة الهوية. So that we can steal a moment of love that fell off inadvertently from an unidentified body. كي ننشر الذعر في قلوب اليمامات وهي تصلي. So that we can spread horror in the hearts of dogs as they pray. كي نلصق وردة على جثة كل شهيد لم يتمنى الشهادة. So that we can stick a rose on the corpse of every martyr who did not wish for martyrdom. كي نلون العالم بلون جديد خليط من الدم والقبح والجنون. So that we can paint the world a new color blended with blood, ugliness, and insanity. كي نستقبل في بيوتنا ضيوفا لا نعرفهم يحملون نعوشنا. So that we can welcome in our homes guests unknown to us and who carry our coffins. Thank you.